1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are off to a great start this morning. Appreciate you spending it with me. It was a late night last night, but you know what? Absolutely worth it. The University of Michigan capturing their first national championship since 1989. It's been 37 years, but U of M finally did it. There was actually, I had a good feeling too, that it was going to be a closer game because they blew out Arizona a few days ago. And I was like, I don't think it's going to be that big of a blowout. But it was actually very close. 63-69, U of M won the championship. It was just really wild that, it's just been that long. I remember the Fab Five growing up because I remember as kids, you know, I grew up with like brothers. I remember the Fab Five being a huge deal because growing up on the east side of the state, I think people are a little bit more stoked for Ann Arbor and U of M over there than over here. But there's still a lot of Blue fans all over the place. But I do remember the Fab Five being a huge deal, and then not realizing until I was an adult that, like, oh, yeah, they actually never won a championship. It was 1989 was their last title, and I think Duke, they lose to Duke, I believe, in the early 90s. Duke had, like, back-to-back national champs. But, yeah, it was a hell of a game last night, 63-69. Close game. Michigan just making some absolutely massive plays during the game. So very cool to see them be able to celebrate that. But coming up later on this hour, we got to talk about something that Michigan has the ability to do this week that no other college team has ever done before. That'll be coming up at 6:40. This could be a massive accomplishment. I'm really stoked about the possibility of this happening. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, U of M basketball team won the national championship last night, which is huge. And that might be a little overshadowing to the NCAA men's ice hockey team, because they are also in the championship. So things are winding down now for college sports. And U of M, of course, winning the title last night gave them their second title in 3 years. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, we have kind of a preview for the men's ice hockey team because they have the ability to do something that has never been done in college sports before. And that is to claim a football national championship, a basketball national championship, and an ice hockey national championship all within 3 years for the same college. No college has ever done that. And that really surprised me. And I was looking into this on the app and I found that that is absolutely correct. No college has ever won all three of those championships within 3 years of each other. So it's really do or die to break this. Like even doing two of them within 3 years is really tough, but U of M men's ice hockey team, they have a chance to do it. They're going up against Denver. They had about four more wins than Denver during the regular season. U of M has been on a tear. Their ice hockey team is so good. They're going up against Denver, who knocked out Western Michigan University, and Michigan State was also knocked out by Wisconsin in the same round in overtime as well. So Michigan, the lone team that has stood the test of time. Unfortunately, Western Michigan not able to repeat championships. But again, if U of M wins this championship on Saturday, they will make U of M the first college ever to win all three major sports championships within 3 years. That will be a massive accomplishment. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1970, it was The Last Waltz, the second live album from the band, and the final release by the original configuration of the band. It's also the soundtrack to the 1978 film of the same name, and the triple album documents the band's farewell concert that took place at Bill Graham's Winterland Ballroom on Thanksgiving Day in 1976. The event actually included a Thanksgiving dinner for over 5,000 attendees. It's a really special album. You should definitely have it in your collection and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So this is pretty messed up. Apparently, Consumers Energy is planning another rate hike for customers in Michigan. This is like a week after the biggest rate hike in over 20 years. And now they're talking about applying for it. Another rate hike immediately. They've already sent this into the state of Michigan on the 1077 RKR app. You can see that the filing announcement is absolutely absurd. It says that they're basically requesting, they're filing an application requesting authority to increase its rates for the generation and distribution of electricity for other requested relief on or after June 2nd, 2026. And it basically said that the projected test year is for 12-month period ending April 30th, 2028. The full report is up here on the 1077 RKR app. I love how they, when they submitted it, it says respectfully submitted Consumers Energy Company. I'm like, ha, that respectfully part had me cracking up big time. But rates are continuing to rise and they're making a ton of money. Turns out I was taking a look at this and I wanted to find out how much money they made. It turns out they raked in billions of dollars. One report shows that Consumers Energy revenue for the quarter ending December 31st of last year was $2.2 billion. That's a 12% increase year over year. $2.2 billion. And they're asking to raise these prices. This is getting out of hand. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. A lot of sports news today, but I found this one to be particularly funny up here on the 1077 RKR app. After the abrupt closing last year in September of the indoor ice rink complex, formerly known as Wings West, they are set to reopen. Up here on the 1077 RKR app, we have the details of when they plan on reopening this bad boy. Now, the interesting thing about this is, you know, when you have these big arenas, you know, they usually get some kind of corporate sponsor or corporate backing, and then they get renamed, and it's usually after the company. And Big B Coffee actually opened this up. They were the backers of it. The Black Bear Sports Group announced that the next chapter for the Wings West Ice Facility in Kalamazoo is going to be reopening ahead of the 2026 and 27 season. And they teamed up with Big B Coffee. I was like, oh, that's great. You know, they got some financial backing and now they're going to be back open. That's great. But it's what they're calling it that is so great. It's perfect for an ice arena. It's called the Big B Coffee Ice Cube Kalamazoo. People are going to be able to play a hockey game in a place called the Ice Cube. This is absolutely perfect. I love the fact that they're renaming this something. Yeah, I don't even matter the fact that they threw in the Big B Coffee. In fact, you can start doing that too. You want to give them a corporate name, that's fine, but also give them a goofy name to go with it. That's that way we can have a little bit of both. We can still celebrate, you know, the goofy names of these arenas and stadiums, but also give the corporate sponsors, you know, the kickback that they deserve for putting the money. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. It is time for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Our good buddy DJ Reed joining us in the studio. Good morning, man.
Hey, man, I'm back and I'm happy.
Yes, we have a lot to be happy about today. Big game last night, man. That was epic. I heard you were sweating a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I was calm and I was feeling like, okay, we have control of the game up until they hit that three-pointer off the backboard to cut the lead to four. That's when I started to shake a little bit.
Yep.
Then Trey hits the big three, has the free throws after, and then the celebration ensues.
Yes, indeed. So let's do a quick recap of last week. UConn did take down Illinois. I get the edge there because we both picked U of M to beat Arizona, or U of M to go on and eventually become champions. So I get the extra point. I'm up 13 to 12 this week, but let's get into our big picks of the week on 1077 RKR. Let's start it off with a little NHL hockey, Dejan. This is going to be interesting because the Red Wings are five games out from the regular season. They've got the Blue Jackets tonight, and this is a big game because the Red Wings are fourth in the wild card picture, 2 points behind the Ottawa Senators, 88 points right now. The Red Wings need every single win they can possibly get. It's got to start tonight. There's got to be at least some kind of flame to kick them back into their right mindset because they're losing it. So I'm going to pick the Wings 3-1 over the Blue Jackets tonight. What are you picking?
It's hard to trust the Wings right now. I mean, just the other night, Patrick Kane scores a goal to tie things up and then takes one of the stupidest slashing penalties I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then the Wings lose that game in overtime.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Because of things like that. And they're just not going out and getting enough pucks on net or really just dominating the game like they were at the beginning of the season. It's hard to trust them right now, and they're practically giving games away. So I'm going to go Blue Jackets 3-2.
Yep, it's going to be a tough one. Okay, moving on to college hockey. This is big because I talked about this on the show today. DJ, the University of Michigan Wolverines have a chance to do something no college team has ever done before, and that is win all three major college sports championships within a three-year span. Nobody's ever done it, and U of M's two wins away from it. They're going up against Denver. I love Denver. They're such a good hockey team. I love when they come to Kalamazoo. They got a great rivalry with Western Michigan, who are no longer in the playoffs here. U of M versus Denver. I'm going to say it's going to be a close game, but I am picking U of M 4-3.
I'm going to have to actually match you there. That's exactly what I had going into this game. Denver has an extremely high-powered offense. And they work together very well. They have good goaltending, great coaching. But Michigan has all those things plus the heart.
Yeah.
And this team wants to do something that no Michigan team has ever done. And that's win the Hockey National Championship. That sounds insane to say, but the University of Michigan is still searching for their first Hockey National Championship.
Exactly.
And this team has all of the pieces to do it. And they know that's in the back of their heads. They know what's ahead of them. And honestly, if you ask me, the winner of this game is going to win the national championship.
Yep.
This game, the teams in this game are just a step above the next game that we're going to talk about here in a second. And that is what's also pushing me to pick U of M, because if they know if they win this game, the chances of them winning the national championship shoot up exponentially.
Yep, big time.
I got to take them to win 4-3.
All right, next game we're going to look for is going to be North Dakota versus Wisconsin. And this is going to be a close game, but not in score. These two teams are pretty evenly matched, but I think Wisconsin's got the edge. They were able to take down Michigan State in the same round that Denver took out Western Michigan University. I think Wisconsin's going to trample over North Dakota on this one, though. I'm going to give them a strong 5-2 victory.
I'm going to have to agree with you on Wisconsin. But I don't think North Dakota gets two goals. I think it's going to be 4-1. And I think one of those is probably going to end up being an empty netter at the end of the game to seal things off for Wisconsin.
All righty. So we're both going into the championship game as our rocker big pick of the week. U of M versus Wisconsin. No doubt about it. U of M is going to make history this Saturday, becoming the first university to ever win three major sports championships in 3 year span. Give me U of M 4-2 over Wisconsin for the championship.
Yeah, I think Michigan puts themselves in a very prestigious category after winning this hockey national championship. I think they're one of two or three programs that has won a national championship in men's basketball, baseball, and football on top of hockey.
Yeah.
So there's only so many schools that could do that in the first place.
No doubt.
So I think Michigan knows there's a lot of history on the line. That's what they're going to be shooting for. I'm taking them to win 3-1.
3-1. Looking for the big trifecta there. That would be absolutely massive. We're going to get you guys hopefully some money with the Rocker Big Picks of the Week, because we're giving away $20 in Michigan Lottery Scratch Offs right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, let's hook you up with some scratch offs, and hopefully U of M can make history this Saturday. DJ, good luck with your picks.
Good luck, brother.
1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Friday is going to be a momentous way to start the weekend as we crack that first beer with Presidential Brewing Company on 1077 RKR. It is a tradition around here to get the weekend started a little early. So our good buddy Jake is going to make his way into the studio again, crack that first beer with us, and we're going to be checking out what Presidential's got cooking down the line here as they're getting ready for their big 420 party, the I Did Not Inhale IPA that always sells out every single year. So we got that coming up and a lot more too. So we'll find out what's happening over there with Jake. We'll give you a $20 gift certificate as well. So make sure to get in on the fun every Friday, 9:35, first beer of the weekend with us and Presidential Brewing Company on 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, talking some rock news right now. Metallica has announced that they're going to be playing two intimate late 2026 shows. They're going to be playing with Suicidal Tendencies and Spirit Box. And they're going to be special guests for the November 19th and the November 21st shows that Metallica is going to be playing. They're selling single day and 2 day tickets on April 10th. So coming up this Friday, they're going to be playing those shows at the Mohegan Sun Arena. So that's going to be a big show out there in Connecticut. So they've got details on that up here. And also, we've got the ultimate guitar battle right now as the madness of March is coming to an end. Jimmy Page or Jimi Hendrix, who is the greatest guitar player of all time? You can vote right now on the 1077 RKR app. And a big, big announcement as well, as Billy Idol has announced that he is hitting the road for some shows. That's just coming out this morning. So Billy Idol is planning a big tour for 2026 up here on the 1077 RKR app. You can take a look at where the dates have landed so far. And he's actually going to be coming not too far away from Kalamazoo. It's actually about an hour away. So up here on the 1077 RKR app, you can find out all that rock news and how you could win a Heaven and Hell box set on Ultimate Classic Rock. That's everything happening in rock today on 1077 RKR.